Hello?
Hello, is this Marisol?
Who's speaking?
Yeah, this is Charlie with Local Slash. You and I spoke a couple weeks ago about helping you get to the first page of Google.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that right now. We're pretty slow, and we're not going to have a chance to pay into that right now.
Gotcha. Is just like your guys' slow time that you guys slow down, or is this normal or no?
Yeah, it's normal. We're pretty slow right now, and I mean, we'll get a few things here and there, but it's pretty slow, and we just don't have the money to be paying that right now.
Gotcha. I mean, it does help you guys.
I think maybe like in April-ish is when we really start picking up, and we'll probably be able to like put more into it around that time.
Gotcha. I mean, it is just the $249 month to month. I mean, I know I did quote you $249 with the $99 setup fee. Typically what happens with our customers, I'll say this, is when they don't have that first page of Google and it's on that slow time, the people that hurt the most are the people that aren't on that first page of Google. So what this is meant to do is definitely to help you with those slow times so you guys don't have those like roller coaster, you know, years or months where the little people that are searching for your services, they can find you on that first page. And then typically the people that are on that first page, they're not pairing that up with a retargeting campaign where that's what we would do for you. So that way you can angle it at two different platforms so you can be contacted so you can pick up, you know, the slack for the slow times. You know what I mean? I know pricing is a big issue because it is slow. If I'm able to help you out here just a little bit, so that way it can help you, because I'll say this, my dad is a small business owner. So he calls me all the time. It's like, hey, slow times, like, how could I do this? How could I do that? Right. And I help him out a lot. I definitely, my heart goes out to small business owners in slow times because you guys are small, right? You guys don't have that big corporation. I can help you out a little bit where I can take off the $99 service fee and just start you guys at that flat rate for the $249, is that something that you would like to get started with? That way this can pick up and become January and you guys can start that first of the year off correctly so you guys can start 2024 on the right foot.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to talk to everyone to my foreman and everything, see if they're able to also do that. And I mean, I'd have to get back to you on that because I'm not sure we'll be able to do that right now.
Okay. Okay. Are you the sole owner or?
Who helped me out a lot. But I mean, I am the owner.
Okay. What type of jobs are you guys typically, like the services? Are you guys doing just like landscaping, or do you guys, like new landscaping, like a redesign, or do you guys do, where you guys also do maintenance on it? How does it work for you guys? Cause I know everybody's different.
We don't do any maintenance. We do all installs. We do, paver patios, retaining walls, fences, irrigation, drainage. So we do a lot of stuff, but we don't do any maintenance.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we just need to find you, you know, more installs, which, I mean, in Georgia, we can target the higher-end neighborhoods so you guys can get, like, those bigger quality jobs that you guys are looking for because we're able to pinpoint specific cities and zip codes. So we can really help you out target market-wise, like who you actually want to acquire jobs from. So that way, even if it is slow, at least you guys have a big job that you guys can get done. So that way it keeps the boat moving, right?
Yeah.
I think that's probably like the best angle to do it. Like I said, my dad's a small business owner, so I know how to like angle the targeting specifically towards you guys, so that way you guys can keep it going. How big's your team right now?
During this time, we do let a lot of the guys go just because there's not a lot of work. But it's about four of us right now that are like together, and then we do get a lot more people during the summer.
Okay. Okay. So what I'll do, Marisol, is what I'll do here is I'll take off the $99 setup fee, so that way we can help you guys out as best as possible. If I go any cheaper than that, it's really going to hurt you guys, because I've given you like the premium package at like the base price at the $249. If I go lower, one, it's going to take off the radius, and then two, it's going to take off the Facebook. So you'd only.
How long does it start? Like how long does it take for it to actually start like picking up? Because I also have like the Google ad thing here that's also set up, and I'm all, like I also track my Google. And like that.
Oh, so you're doing like the SEO? I mean, not the SEO. I'm sorry. Is it pay per click, the sponsorship?
I don't know what it's called, but I got the Google Ads application, and like that charges me.
Well, are you paying per lead? Is that what you're paying for?
It's a campaign, and it I don't know if it's like per like per clicks or something like that, like people that get pushed into our website. And
your website. Yeah. So that's what you're doing. You're doing the per click deal. So that's always the fastest deal there, because that's up and running very quickly. This here, for the Google Business Profile, it is an addition to that. So you would populate in that sponsorship area, which is good. You're already doing that. But now you're going to populate in that map section. That's where 90% of people stay. So we'd like to get you there. So now you're, you know, kind of covering all your bases there. And then that's going to take around 30 to 45 days. Now, if you already have a Google Business Profile, it can be quicker. I've seen it done within 19 days. But it's just a process, because that is more of like an organic deal that we have to populate you and make sure that you have all your keywords in there. We're populating you correctly for all the services you offer. So that way, anybody that searches any of your services, you're populating on that first page, right? Now, with the Facebook, doing that retargeting campaign, that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Typically, 7 days. It's just how fast you can kind of talk with my tech team and get that rolling. But typically, we usually have it up within 7 days. When it goes longer than that, it kind of falls on the customer at that point. either they're like busy, or like they haven't gave us the proper tools so that way we can get the right advertisement up there to retarget people. But within 7 to 14 days, that would be up and running for Facebook. And then we do have a tracking system for you as well, so that's great that you do that. We actually put all your Google and Facebook in one. So for the Google Business Profile and the Facebook campaign, you'll be able to track everything, and we'll give you login credentials for that. So it's just like a click of a button, and you can see how everything is going. Now, the best thing is this isn't like it's a contract for you, Marisol. It is just month to month. So I think that's the best thing. So you can take it 1 month at a time and really just track your results going from there. So you're not locked in. You can cancel at any time. Typically, we ask that you just give us a 2 month verbal agreement, because it does take that 30 to 45 days for Google to get to the first page. That's like the time frame there. But at the same time, it's really up to you. I'll say that. So there is no early termination fees or anything like that. Our only, I guess you could say, draw is, We do ask that you just give us a courtesy call at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, if you would ever want to cancel. So that way we don't charge the card for the next month. And there's no hiccups there either.
What was I going to say? I just have to make sure, like, it's either paying that or paying some bills. So
I definitely understand where you're coming from. I don't want to put you in a bind either. I'm very respectful for your time that you give me here. I just want to help you out as much as possible. Let me ask you, what would one job you typically you guys quote out? What areas do you guys do? Do you guys do higher end areas, or are you guys getting more of like kind of, you could say, middle class areas?
We've done both. We get a bunch of small jobs that that'll pay like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. We also get up in the 50, 60, 70 thousand. We've gone up as high as 170,000.
That's a good job.
that was a really good one. Except then when the thing is that we need like more consistency rather than anything else. Because even if it's a small job, but if we're like keep going,
You have work that is set up for your workers. Right. That's the most important for sure. So what I would recommend is like, if we're going to target, you guys go 100 miles out, but you want to go about 50, but you would go 100. Obviously it's more profitable if you guys do the 50, unless you guys are doing like a massive job 100 miles away. But even then, that's still like gas prices. You guys have to pay for all your equipment. I'm sure you don't own it. So you guys are like renting your Bobcats out, right?
Well, we do have a Bobcat. We have a small.
Okay.
So we do have equipment. We have our trailers. We have all that good stuff.
Perfect.
But yeah, if it was like within 50, that'd probably be the best.
Okay. So I would recommend this. I would recommend, taking advantage of the 249, and then taking it month by month. You're going to be able to see with working with a Google Channel partner, one, how hands are we are with you, the updates that we tell you that are going on. And then two, just, it's a partnership. So it's all communication. So the more communication you have with us, obviously the better, you know, your campaign is going to be. So if you want us to target specific cities and areas that you know that is being built. I mean, I know we're in California, so I know there's a mass exodus out of California, but at the same time, I know they're building like crazy over here. I don't know what for, but they're building. So I know that there's a lot of people going to Texas. There's a lot of people going to the East Coast because it's a lot cheaper than Texas. So I'm sure in that Georgia area that you guys are at, there's a lot of new construction going on that need landscaping for them.
Yeah.
So we want to target those areas. So, if, like I said, you just help us out and be like, hey, this city is up and coming. We want to get like maybe contracts for here so we can get, apartment complexes or new home housing tracts over there. Then we can start populating you in those areas, and then we can start getting you guys phone calls coming to your phone. And like I said, it's not a contract. So if I were you, I would take it 1 month at a time, see the results that you're going to get from this, and then just base it off of that.
Would you guys be able to, would you guys just charge this month, like the $249 that you're saying, and then later it would get charged, after the month, it gets charged again kind of thing? Or, do you guys need, a bulk sum up front, and then that'll just push it through till it's done? Or how does that work?
Oh, no. So it's just $249 month to month. So all you would pay is $249. Today, I would set up your account. I would take the payment, secure your listing. I'd get you on an onboarding call with my tech team, let's say, later on today if you had time, or tomorrow. And then you wouldn't be charged until January 6th, $249.
Okay.
Yeah, it just goes month to month. So there's no bulk sum. You're not charged extra either for the campaign for Facebook. We allocate our own money to that as well. So we allocate $100 because it's more of a retargeting campaign. It's a lot cheaper there, than you would pay for Google. It's anywhere from 5 to 25 cents on Facebook for us to retarget people that are searching your services on Google, where I think on Google advertising pay-per-click, you're getting charged anywhere from 50 cents to $2, $2.50 a click.
Yeah.
I know, it's expensive.
You put a $50 after 2 days, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're how do I pause this?
I didn't know how, and I had to look it up, and I finally got the hang of it, but All right, so we would be able to help. We'll just try it month to month, and then we'll see how it goes, and if we feel like we're getting more, okay, let's say we are getting more leads and it is going a little bit better, okay, is there like a point where we say, hey, let's boost it a little bit more, either go further or add more money to it kind of thing? Or is it like 240 and you get what you get? I mean, 249 and then you get what you get.
No, you could always add more to the ad budget if you want, but just let me know, like call me and say, hey, I'd like to add like another $50 so we can do $150 for the ad budget. Cause I want to make sure that goes straight to the ad budget and not to anything else.
Okay.
And then if you want to take that next jump, and you want us to take control of your Google ads that you're doing, we can always do that if, you know, if you like that. Because, I mean, I know you're learning that stuff, but we have, you know, 18 years experience that we can maybe exceed that a little faster.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, what are you spending right now on Google advertising?
Oh man, I don't even know because they've charged me a bunch of times. Let me look at it.
I know it's very inconsistent with how they charge. Like it could be like one day they charge this and then the next day they charge that because it goes based off per click type deal. I mean, typically you can set an ad budget there. So I didn't know if you just set it or you just have it where it just charges you no matter what.
I think it charges me after a few days, but I've had like a few that are like $10, $15. I've had some that are like $36. I've had some that are like $56.
Okay. Yeah.
Very inconsistent.
Yeah, yeah. Where, I mean, like I said, if you would like us to do it, we allocate $300 from what our cost is for that, and you would only be charged once a month. You wouldn't have that inconsistency of like, hey, I'm getting charged every 3 days or every week or anything like that, because we take control of that too. So just food for thought, if you want to keep that in the back of your mind, like once we take that next step forward, you know, down the road, we could always help you out there too.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I guess let's go ahead and just try that for now and see what happens.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have everything. So can you let me know the business name is Davila Landscaping?
Let me just make sure that it is right on there. Aaron.
Yeah, I understand.
Yep, Davila Landscaping Inc.
Inc. Okay. I'm going to make sure I have that on here, too, for you. And then the business address you guys have is the 1132 Oakland Road.
That is an old one. I try to update it, but it doesn't really let me.
Okay. I will update it for you. What's the new one? We'll make sure we have everything correct for you.
It's 310.
Okay.
Old Highway 138.
So I have 310 Old Highway 138.
Yep, that's Loganville, Georgia.
Loganville, Georgia. Okay, and then the zip code is 30052?
Yes.
Okay, and then you guys have a website already. Who built your guys' website?
I think it was like through GoDaddy or something like that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, no, it looks good.
Yeah, it was through GoDaddy and... they have, like, our email, and it just goes through that.
Yeah, and they're, like, I mean, they market themselves as, like, the king of websites, so it only makes sense. For the phone number you want your customers to contact you from, is the 678-520-1050 a good number for that?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to make sure. And then Marisol, M-A-R-I-S-O-L, correct?
Yes.
That's funny. That's my mother's name, so
really?
That's awesome. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, that's serious. And we call her, well, you know, she's, we're Puerto Rican, so they say Marisol, but
yep,
it's Marisol. Marisol. Yeah, yeah. She goes by Mary, Marisol, and you're in Georgia, too.
We're Mexican, so.
There you go. So you get the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what's your last name, Ursel?
Davila.
Okay, it makes sense. That's the company name. And then what's the email address that I can send everything over to in writing as well? Along, I'm going to take you through a voice verification. This is just because we're Google Channel partners. This is the added protection for you that you will get sent in writing when we're done as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what's that email address for you?
It's info@davilalandscapingATL.com.
ATL. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
Big ATL. I'm from California, born and raised, and my dad doesn't fly. I don't know if he's terrified or I have no idea. But he worked for a company, and we actually drove from California to Atlanta when I was a kid every summer. Every summer. It took us like 4 days to get there. And I was like, Dad, I don't know, maybe you want to speed this process up? We can take a flight, be there in one day. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Here to California is like 4 hour fly. I don't know if it's faster or the same coming from there here, but 4 days driving.
Yeah, it's like 30, I think it's like a 32 to 36 hour drive, but you split that up in, I think it's 32, you split that up in 8 hour days, and right there, that's 4 days. So
yeah,
I was like, he's like, you don't want to go and see the country? I was like, there's nothing here. It's desert. Okay, so I have info, and that's at what? Is it gmail.com? Or go down.
No, it's info@davilalandscapingATL.com.
.com, okay, .com. Yeah, we had our fun moments, so we'll say that.
Yeah.
So, info@davilalandscapingATL. Okay.
.com.
Gotcha. Yeah, I put ALT, and I was like, that's not correct. Okay, let's see here. I just want to make sure I have everything correct for you as well. You guys have a job that you guys are working on this week?
Not this week. I have a few things that are like pending,
mm-hmm.
which is like for HOA approvals or approval, things like that. And I'm like, we're getting close to the holidays and not giving.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right? You're like, where's the gift that keeps giving here? Yeah, we're going to help you out there. And like I said, our tech team is really good. So they're going to make sure that they're going to put you in the areas you need to be found in. So, okay. So I have everything set up for you here. Now, for the billing itself, just for the name on the card that you want to use, is it a company card or is it just like a personal card?
For this, these first few months, I think I'll use my card just for an account. And then, once it's back up and running, I'll probably put on the company card and then let it withdraw from there.
Okay. So just like I said, just communication is key. So if you ever change anything, just let us know and then we'll be able to make those changes with some clicks of a button. So that way, you know, we continue to just keep populating you in the areas you need to be found in. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So for the first name, it's just your first and last name or do you have a middle initial?
It's a second last name. The second last name is Carreon. Carreon.
Carreon.
Yep.
So it has your last name and then Carreon on there too.
Yep, it's Marisol Davila Carreon.
Gotcha. Hyphened, right?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. It doesn't matter.
It's just, yeah. I know my fiance is the same way. She's like, I'm going to hyphenate my last name. I'm like, okay, sounds good. And then for the billing address itself, it's still that 310 Old Highway address, or is it different? Okay. And then just the zip code is the 30052.
Yes.
Okay. And then the payment method itself is for the card. Is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express, Visa?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm ready whenever you are for the card number. And then I'll repeat it back to you just to make sure I have everything correct for you.
Okay. It's 4447-9627-0588-4199.
Okay. So I have 4447-9627-0588-4199. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your expiration?
10/25. Okay. Sorry. 8/25.
Okay. 8/25. And then the security code on the back?
110.
Okay. And then, Marisol, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So here we really protect your information. It never gets sold to anybody. It's never out in the open or anything like that. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you this so that way you always know that it's us you're talking to, and we always know that it's you that we're talking to as well, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it just protects you as well, because, you know, some people are crazy out there. So I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, and then I have your first pet's name.
You need all of them, or do I choose one?
You can just choose one.
The city I was born in is Grand Rapids.
Okay. Grand Rapids.
Yes.
I have to make sure I spell it correctly because it doesn't show me. It just shows me the dots. So okay. I'm like, let me make sure. Okay. And then what I'll do here is... No, that didn't work. Okay. And then it has me type it in twice. So if you don't spell it the first time right, you have to go back and try it again.
Yep.
Okay, Grand Rapids. Okay, there it is. Is that there in
Michigan?
Oh, it's in Michigan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. There we go. Okay. So I have that saved, Grand Rapids, for you. Now, what I'm going to do before I even make the purchase here for you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the voice verification process like I told you before. This is just an added protection for you as well. It will be sent to you in writing because they do have you on the discounted pre-agreement for that $249 for you. I'm just going to go through this, outline everything. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make that transaction for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, Marisol, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll stop and I'll rephrase it for you so that way I can word it better for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for a quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sevilla Landscaping, Inc.
perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Marisol Davila, and I'm the owner.
Awesome. You are the author. You are authorized into entering this on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized holder on the billing account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Marisol, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, Grand Rapids, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. I have a customer service number here for you. If you want to take it down, you can, or I can email it to you. You'll get it in the email as well, but I could also give it to you right now if you want.
Email will be better. That way I can have it there.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that over to you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waive the account setup, so that's $0, but the term will be charged today, which is December 6th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th in the amount of that $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Marisol, okay, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and I'll email you this 877-635-6225 number to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact that number at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
I have a question. Say
sure.
It's due on, like, the 5th or the 6th, and, like, I don't get a check till like the 7th or 8th. Can I call and be like, hey, I'm not going to have the funds till this day. Could you guys make sure you charge like those few days later, or will it like stop and cancel the whole thing until I'm able to pay for it again?
No, absolutely. So like I said, communication is key. So if you get a check and it comes in on the 7th and you're like, hey, my payment's due on the 6th, I'm going to have a check for you guys. I'm going to have the check come in on the 7th and I'll have the funds there. Can we make an arrangement to have you guys bill it right then and there on the 7th? And we're more than happy to help you out so that way we can get you going.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the transaction now. What's a good time for my tech team to give you a call so that way we can do the onboarding? If I were you, I would do it as soon as possible, as fast as possible. That way we can get this rocking and rolling very quickly. I don't know what your schedule's like today, but I do have availability later on in the evening for you if that works.
Yeah, like around what time? Like if they can do it like a 2, 3, or like maybe 4, that might be best.
2 or 3.
According to the tick.
It usually, it just depends. I mean, if you don't have any questions, it'll take 30 minutes. If you have some questions on what maybe they'd be asking, or maybe like you want to, you know, target more things or anything like that, could take up to an hour.
Okay. Then let's do around 3, so that way it gives us time, and then, because then after I have to go get the kids from school. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, let's do around 3.
Okay, so let's see here. So 3 o'clock, usually my tech team is on lunch, cause they're Pacific Standard Time. So what I can do is, could we do it at 4? That would push it at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. Now, I did send you over a text message. You might have actually received two or three of them, to be completely honest. I apologize if, yeah, I apologize to bombard you there. But there's one that says, it's actually the first one, I think. It says, Marisol, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email on file. Please click here. And it's our terms and conditions. Do you see that? And it has your phone number on the end of it. Okay. Just click that. It's going to bring you to our terms and conditions page. Just going to ask you if you want to receive text messages. I would click yes because that's going to receive updates. And then it's going to just ask you that you are the card authorized holder. And then you would just sign your name as it appears on the bottom there, or type it, and then hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login page right after that. Just let me know when you get there. Take your time, okay?
I'm there. Yep, I'm there.
Oh, man, you are quick. Okay. Okay, so this is that tracking system that I said that we are going to build for you. So don't worry about setting up a username and password. We're going to email that to you after our call. It should take around 5 days for us to build everything out for you, but you will have that so you can start tracking the Google Business Profile and then also to the Facebook campaign, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set this up. It's crazy. I got to set this up for you, and then I'm going to send you an email, and it's going to be for 4 p.m. My tech team is going to call you from that 877 number, okay? So like around 4:15, just be on the lookout for that. They're going to call you to do the onboarding, so that way we can get started and push in this stuff very quickly for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Marisol, do you have any questions for me?
No, I think you finally got us at a good time.
Yeah, I know. You were pretty busy last time, so...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I can help you out there.
I think I'll go ahead and I'll be waiting for that call, and then I guess they'll be able to wrap it up. I guess not wrap it up because we're just getting started, right? But we'll work with them and see what they need from me.
Yes, perfect, awesome. And then two, if you have any questions, don't feel like afraid to reach out to me. You have my email. That's the best way to contact me. Send me an email if you have a question or if you need me to maybe look into something for you. I can always do that too. If you want me to give you a call, I can always give you a call after you send me an email. I'll call you back within an hour. Okay. So just do that. That's the best way. You will be assigned an account manager. So anything that you have like regarding like, if you need to do some more retargeting, if you want to target a specific city or zip code or area, make sure that you call them because they're the ones and the brains behind, you know, getting that for you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I want to say welcome to Local Splash, Marisol. Again, I'm super happy that we can help you out here. I'm going to get working on your account right now so we can have everything ready to rock and roll for you at 4 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Thank you.
All right, no problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.